You're now listening to the Belief and Hustle podcast presented by Average is Failure. This is a podcast at the intersection of faith, work, and culture. I'm your host, Vaughn Edmead, aka Coach Vaughn. Now let's get it. All right, folks, welcome to episode number 3 of the Belief and Hustle podcast, brought to you by Average is Failure. I am your host, Coach Vaughn. All right. And this week, what we wanted to do, what I wanted to do, it's funny, like when you're, you know, trying to build something, especially if you have a team, sometimes you switch between, you know, what you want to do and what we want to do. Sometimes you talk about yourself as a unit. Even when it was just me by myself, I was kind of talking about things as if it was a we, you know, but thank God I do have some individuals helping me, like Delon Cummings and Paul Besant. I anticipate that there'll be some others helping me in the future, because you know what, it's very difficult to build something as impactful as you would like it to be sometimes, especially if it's something that you want to go beyond you, if it's only you in the trenches doing the work. And so, you know, thankfully I have two individuals helping me, and I have my eyes on some other individuals, you know, that I might strategically call on to see how they can fit into the vision of this thing, you know. And so as you're working on whatever it is that you're working on, as you listen to this, you know, whether it's you're looking to start a church, or whether it's you're looking to start a business, or even just grow in your career, you know, oftentimes if it's something that you want to be bigger than what it is now, you're going to have to rely on some other people to help you with that vision. Okay. Certainly you will have to do some heavy lifting yourself, but you gotta be willing to allow other individuals to help you on along the way. That being said, you know, what I wanted to talk about today is, well, where it is that I want to be. I think I talked last time we talked, I was talking a little bit about, you know, where things are now with Average is Failure. But what is the end goal? You know, what is it that I want to work on? What is it that I'm doing here? And I think that these are learning and teachable moments for anybody else who's trying to grow something. Okay. So what I would categorize it is, or let me say, it's complicated. All right. It's complicated because in us, there's so many things that we could potentially do. Okay. A lot of people subscribe to, you know, having a very specific purpose. I'm going to say, I don't necessarily, and by all means, I've thought like that at many times throughout my years of trying to, you know, do the work that it is that I do. But I don't know if that's a helpful way to think about what you should be doing. Okay. This is the reason why. Everybody, for the most part, is born with the capability of doing a variety of different things. Okay. Some of that might be shaped by the context that you find yourself in. When I say context, it can be a context of time. It could be a context of place. So for instance, if I was born in the 1800s, then, you know, it would be very hard for me to be able to say that, you know, I was there to be, my purpose is to create the greatest app that the world has ever seen. Why? Because there was no technology that wasn't even on the thoughts and brains of individuals back then. Okay. Which you might be able to say, actually shows that that wouldn't have been their purpose anyway. Okay. You can argue for that, but ultimately most of us can do most things with the right training, with the right insight, with the right influence. Most of us can do most things out there. So So I don't know if it's always helpful to think about such and such should be my purpose. And I think that a lot of people get hung up on the purpose question because they're looking for kind of like a magic bullet that says, hey, this is what you should be doing. And ultimately, if it was that easy, I think there wouldn't be as much stress as there is in the world. Okay. So I think ultimately it's not a question about purpose, but I think it's more a question of how can you be purposeful in whatever it is that you are doing? Okay. How can you be purposeful? And that means, you know, researching, thinking about what it is that you could be doing, and making some decisions, you know, and those decisions can be tough because you don't know the future. Okay. But you can always be purposeful. You can always say, okay, well, I am doing this. This is what's in front of me at the moment, or these are the things that are in front of me at the moment. Figure out a way to make the best decision about which one you would pursue, and then figure out how do I approach this with purpose and with passion. Okay. So in essence, what we're saying is not allowing purpose and passion to be the thing that you're hoping to find in the thing that you're doing, but more so you being a person of purpose and a person of passion and who brings that to whatever it is that they are doing. Okay. So that's, I went off on a little rant that's not really the way I was planning to go with that, but I think it's helpful because you can, by you hearing that, you're able to hear a little bit about how I'm thinking about what I want the future of Average's Failure to be. So watch this. Okay. And here's something else that I think will be helpful for you to understand. I would say that Average's Failure is still in its beginning and it's in its testing phase. Okay. What that means is we may not know exactly where it's going to go yet. Let me give you some examples. When Nike first started, primarily focused on runners, okay? That was their primary focus, was built for track athletes. Phil Knight, who was the founder of Nike, back when it was called, I think, Blue Ribbon Sports or something like that. But his focus was on track athletes because he was a track athlete. And so he was building products primarily for track athletes. Now, today, they still make track athlete products. Shout out to the Maurice Greens that I used to rock when I was in high school and running track, you know, and that was my thing. I love the Maurice Green shoe, okay? But primarily, Nike isn't known for their track shoes, right? Their biggest industry and probably their biggest focus is and has been for the past few decades on basketball sneakers. Okay. Their primary athletes and representatives have been the biggest named basketball athletes that are out there. All right. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is you might start with one idea and you might go through iterations as, you know, as your journey develops. So even though I'm saying some of these things here now, where I want to be, you know, we'll learn as we go, so to speak. And there's value. I want you to understand that there's value in, again, jumping out there and testing the waters to see what will work and what doesn't work, what resonates and what doesn't resonate. Okay. So I've harped on that long enough. So let me move into to why that's important. That's important because if I'm honest with you all right now, I want to see Average's Failure do a few different things. Now, the conventional wisdom out there is, and I believe that there's value in this approach too, in terms of being able to be laser focused on one particular thing. Okay. So, you know, if you want to focus on business, you focus on business. If you want to focus on a sport, you focus on that sport. Okay. And not just focus on sports in general, but you say, hey, I don't just want to be an athlete. That's very general. But what I want to do is I want to be a basketball player. okay? I don't want to just generally be a musician. I specifically want to play the piano or the Hammond B3 organ or the drums, okay? And then you might even say, well, I don't just want to play that instrument, but there's a specific style of music that I want to be playing, okay? I'm going to admit, if you were talking about music, I could tell you what type of music I want to play, right? Because I am a musician. I play the drums, okay? I usually will be playing gospel or some type of R&B or soul type music, okay, if I'm playing, all right? I could tell you if I'm playing a sport, there are two specific sports that I would usually be doing. Track and field, when it came to my my focus in high school, is what is my first love. You know, it's the sport that I really excelled at. But then, of course, I can never get away from basketball. That's in terms of like my hobby. It's still one of my favorite sports to watch and to play when I have the chance to play it. Okay, so I'm able to be very specific there. I will admit, when it comes to building averages failure, I'm still trying to figure out where the focus will lie. And there are several different focuses that I'm interested in pursuing. And I'm also interested in seeing, well, can I build something completely new out of this? All right. Because sometimes what you do is you combine two different things that usually don't intersect to make something completely brand new. Now, you know, rarely does that often happen, but it's certainly been done before. So what are the things that I'm hoping for averages failure? I'm really, if I were to paint it in a broad stroke, averages failure to me would be a company that really focuses on personal, the broad stroke would be development, right? In essence, it would be an educational coaching company. But that not so much focused on, not a coaching for sports per se, though the tips and the tricks could be valuable for individuals who are playing a sport, but really a coaching company focused on helping people who are interested in starting a business, you know, a small business, people who are interested in developing that business brand, people who are helping to coach and develop individuals who are interested in building their professional career and their brand, you know. So when I say that, not necessarily, there's some people who are interested in building their career and not necessarily interested in building their own company, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? And I think there's value in that because a lot of people, even today, have been so emphasize building your own business so much that we often forget that there's still more people out there who are employees looking to build a career than there are people who are looking to build a business. And in fact, any business that is going to be successful or again grow beyond itself, beyond the creator of the business, requires individuals who aren't necessarily interested in building something brand new, but interested in helping somebody build their vision of a brand. There's value in that. Like, you know, you need employees, and employees are just as valuable as founders. Okay, So I'm interested because I did career development for a while, you know, and I helped individuals with resume writing and job interviewing and networking and all these different things to help them get their foot in the door. I'm very interested in helping people, you know, on a larger scale to find or determine what careers to go into, determine how to articulate their professional brand to employers, you know, and then to figure out how do I continually build that career going forward. Okay. But again, I'm interested in the business thing too, like I was saying, because I'm interested. There are a lot of people, again, who still are trying to build a business. And I feel like I've gotten some insights in trying to build my own business and listening to the gurus out there. And there's some insights that I might have that other people may not have, because not everybody, just because they're interested in building a business, means that they're interested in listening to all the business gurus that are out there. I have a natural talent, though, where I like listening to them and gaining insight from them. So I could maybe be helpful to the individual who maybe doesn't have the time to listen to all of them that are out there. And then there's my want to focus on spiritual development, okay? Which, if I'm truthful, the spiritual development aspect is probably the most important one for me. Why? Because I feel like in the world of Christendom, especially when we talk about the Western culture, you know, but this has begun to even affect Eastern cultures, you know, too. I think that there is a, and by no own means that do I know everything, but I think that there is a scary amount of biblical and gospel illiteracy in Christianity today. Okay. And what I mean by that is, I feel like the understanding that the biblical authors wanted people to have, I think we tend to completely miss in churches today, like miss by a long shot in churches today. And I think that, you know, churches today really tend to focus on a lot of motivational and inspirational messaging. And there's a place for motivation and there's a place for inspiration, okay? But not, I'm hoping that in some of the work that I do, that it does motivate and it does inspire people, but not at the expense of what the authors of the biblical text were trying to convey, you know, about God, you know, and about man's place within God's plan. Okay. And I think that the church has not had the impact on the world that it should have and could have if the gospel was being taught in a more accurate context, for lack of a better word, with a more serious approach. Let me use that towards the Bible, okay? So I think I would love the opportunity, you know, and we might call that discipleship development, right? So we've talked about business development or entrepreneurial development, professional or career development, you know, and spiritual development, okay, or discipleship development. But then we also could say there's something else that I'm interested in, right? And we might call this personal development or leadership development. You know, I think that they all go hand in hand. And I think to some extent, all these things tend to fall underneath the category of personal development. Because in a lot of these areas, you know, whether you're talking about business, whether you're talking about your career, a lot of the development tends to be developing the person that you are. You know, and in essence, being the best version of yourself in order to, because ultimately the business that you build ultimately comes from comes out of a person who thought of this business. Okay. And so another thing that I've always been interested in is, okay, the personal development side. Like, how do you simply just get the most out of yourself and out of your life? You know, I think spiritual development is a part of that, you know, understanding who you are and the value that you have in Christ, okay, as the foundation of all other developments, okay? But what does it mean to be a leader? What unique challenges do leaders experience that they want to solve for, okay? So those are all of the areas that I am interested in. And then I would also say, though I don't necessarily see myself as being the most qualified in this space, but I think it's an important space that these other areas touch on. But that's also the social justice space, okay? Because I believe that spiritual development and I think that social justice is a spiritual development issue, is a leadership issue, is a personal development issue, and also there are notes of it being a professional or career or business development issue as well, okay? Because it shows up, you know, social injustices show up in all of those spaces, okay? So I say all of that to say, if I were to have a vision for the company, I would want Average's Failure to be the strongest and biggest development company, you know, and one of the most impactful development companies in the world. All right. So now exactly how is that going to be accomplished? I can't say that I have it all spelled out, you know. I don't know the future, but that is what I hope for the future. And so that's why, you know, these podcasts, I'm hoping that as you're listening to the podcast, there are tips and ideas that you're seeing through here that will be helpful to you. I'll begin wrapping up with this, because I think it will be important for you to kind of hear this so that you see and are aware of some things. So one of the things that I struggled with and I wrestled with was, okay, well, how do I choose one of these things to dive into and to say, hey, this is going to be, where I'm laser focused on. But this goes back to, I think I mentioned this last week in the conversation that I was having with Paul, and I've talked about this with Delon as well. But I think this is why what I'm sharing with you all, really the foundation of it all is kind of my story and my journey. Because through my story and through my journey is what that allows me to find the teachable moments that sheds light on all of those subjects. Okay. What I mean by that is it was very difficult for me to only dive into spiritual development, because I feel like there's an important place for, and I have knowledge and I'm able to help in other areas as well. Right. And one of the questions that I ask is, and I love how Seth Godin says it, but it's not so much about, am I the best person at doing such and such? Okay. But am I the person most positioned to assist somebody? Okay. Seth Godin uses that example again of, yes, you might have gone through training to, you might not be the Olympic swimmer like somebody else is. However, if you're at a pool and it's just you and one other person, and that person happens to be drowning, and you've at least taken some swimming lessons, you know, are you better positioned to go assist that person, or is gold medalist Michael Phelps best positioned to help that person? All right. So that really helped me to change my mindset as far as how I would approach, what I want for Average's Failure. And so instead of me trying to figure out, how am I going to be the master? How am I going to be the Olympic swimmer? My focus has become, well, what do I have to offer that can at least save somebody from some type of trouble that they're in, and somebody who's in relatively close proximity to me? Okay. And I found that the best way for me to do that is, again, to constantly be paying attention to my story, constantly be paying attention to my development. And as I develop that, it gives me permission to speak from the journey that I'm on. And that allows me to cover a wide range of topics, but cover them powerfully and honestly, whereas I would really feel like I was leaving people hanging if I didn't give them some of all of these things. And why is that? Because we, like, as we're living our lives, all of these things are important. Okay. And again, like I said before, I'm still in testing phase. We may find that specifically one of these areas, people want to hear from about, people want to hear more about from me than other areas. And that might tell me to begin focusing on that particular subject matter a little bit more than other subject matters. Okay. But we'll see how that develops over time. And it's good. That's why I'm putting this content out there, because guess what? If I didn't at least start putting this stuff out there, we wouldn't have any real information to figure out what resonates with people or not. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope that, there's some nugget, even at least just one nugget that's helpful for you as you are working on building whatever it is, whether you're just building your own personal brand and trying to develop as a person, or whether it's something that you think will be helpful for your career, or something that you feel like will be helpful for your business, or just something that you feel like will be helpful for your spiritual development. I hope that there was a nugget in there that you find helpful. So as always, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream. All right. Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it. Peace. As always, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Belief and Hustle. Remember, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream. Peace.